Well, my presentation today is going to be a little bit interactive, so I hope everyone brought their thinking caps and are ready to shout out some answers here in a couple minutes. Last weekend, my family and I, we went up to Pennsylvania to see the Masseys and to visit the Lewistown congregation. And on Saturday night, we were all sitting in their dining room and we had this conversation that popped up, and it made me really want to share it with everyone here today and get your thoughts and feedbacks as well. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I would love to hear not only your answer, but the reason that you picked that answer. But I know that if you're like me, sometimes you need a few minutes to think about it. I don't like to just kind of shout out the first thing that comes to my mind. It's often wrong. So instead, I'm going to give you the question. I'm going to tell you what I picked and the reason I picked it. That'll give you a few minutes, and then we'll circle back and get your feedback. So here's the question. If you could sum up the Bible in just one word, what would that word be? If you could sum up the whole Bible in just one word, what would that be? So that's both a very difficult, but also a very easy question, if that's possible, I guess. It's difficult, of course, because it's hard to narrow down the whole Bible in just one word. But also, it's kind of easy because there are so many threads and consistent themes that are throughout the Bible from start to finish, like threads that weave through a tapestry, so much so that I think you have a lot of good options to choose from. Now, if you think about other books, one that popped into my mind was Robinson Crusoe. That's a very clear one-word description of that book. It'd be adventure. Everything about that book is about adventure. Or my favorite book, which is 1984, I would pick dystopian for that. I heard a lot of sighs when I mentioned that book, but everything about the plot, everything about the story, it all revolves around something dystopian in nature. So what about the Bible? If you had to pick one word, what would it be? Well, while you're thinking about it, I'm going to give you mine. And I'm not going to say it's the best, but it's pretty good. Mine is restoration. Restoration. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. This is, of course, right on the heels of the creation chapter. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. It's kind of looking back on what had just happened. And verse 1 of chapter 2 says, "Thus says the heaven and the earth, and all the hosts of them were then finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he had rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. And then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God had created and made." So to look back, everything was good, was very good. Everything was created and put in place exactly how God wanted. The very beginning of the Bible starts with God creating something so amazing so that there could be this new type of relationship between the creator of the universe and us human beings, this idyllic setting within a fertile environment designed to cultivate this new relationship. It gets off to a bit of a rocky start, as we well know, but God anticipated this, and he built into the human experience all sorts of restoration-type events and themes, restoring his people back into a relationship over and over again. And then finally, Revelation chapter 22, if you want to head back there. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, from the beginning to the end here. Revelation 22, verse 13, says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." So that final, ultimate restoration is visualized and will be completed. And those that choose to have their spiritual character shaped and crafted, they have a path to a full and complete eternal restoration as described here. To me, that's the story of the Bible summed up in one word. Okay, so that should have given you enough time. I'll ask my trusty assistant to come up here and help me with this. So now it's time to open it up and get your thoughts. Now, you don't have to quote scripture or anything like that, but if you want to shout out your word that you use to describe and then explain why you picked it. Who wants to go first? I know Sarah has one because we talked about it Saturday night. Kurt.
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness. Why'd you pick faithfulness?
Because it seems to me one of the major threads of the Bible is the fact that God is faithful from the beginning of creation all the way through to the end with his relationship to us and his plan. And also we as humans have lost our faithfulness and we're trying to get that faithfulness restored, if you will.
Faithfulness, for those on the webcast who might not be able to hear that, I think that's what Carol picked. So you and Carol were synced up on that one. Any other ones? Sarah?
Go.
What did you pick?
Oh. Mine is family, because I think that's the point of the whole thing, right? God created us so we can have a family, or so he can have a family. He wants us to be a family here on earth. He wants a family for eternity.
Sarah picked family, and that's what she picked Saturday night as well. Olivia?
Mine is grace.
Grace. Explain. Okay, grace, that's a good one. Yes. Yeah, sorry, Jen, go ahead.
Mine is love, and it's similar to family. God is love, and he's building family, and that loving relationship.
Yeah. Love, that was Lindsay's, I think. Lindsay came up there. Oh, yes.
Elise has life.
Life, Elise has life, that's a good one. No one came up with that one, Elise. Yeah, great. Yeah, life. Other thoughts? Yes.
Resourceful,
okay. Explain.
You need life advice, good stories, learn a lesson. The Bible, good or bad, and resourceful.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad Lucas is up here because I couldn't spell it. Mr. Kluwer.
The Bible reveals who God is, what his plan is, what he wants from us.
Shockingly, no one thought of God when we talked about this on Saturday night, so I have to talk to everyone about that one. Maybe time for one more. Does anyone else have anything else they want to pitch in? Thank you, Lucas. That wasn't so bad. Oh, wait. Oh, Lucas has got one.
I was going to say solution.
Solution. Okay, explain it.
Just the Bible is the solution.
Yep.
To the problem of the world.
That sounds great. Well, what made me think about this topic was not any one individual choice, but rather how many great options there are to pick from. How many threads connect throughout the Bible from start to finish. All of these themes that are present from beginning to end. What an incredible book the Bible is. And that it's clearly written under the inspiration of a mind far greater than any of us human beings. Well, in conclusion, I would love to leave you with one more word to think about with the Bible, one more word in conjunction with the Bible, and that is to read. To read. The Bible's incredible nuances and layered principles will do us no good if we don't actually take the time to actually read it. In addition, we can also focus the Bible through any of these lenses that we covered. To pick, I don't know, maybe one of the best answers, restoration, and to read through the Bible from that perspective. Well, regardless of the word you use to describe the Bible, let's thank God for how wonderful it is that we have access to this incredible tool day in and day out within our lives.